Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in tonight on our topic, A Little Talk with Jesus. I am your host this evening, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison. And again, I do want to thank you for taking our time on your busy schedule to join in with us tonight. Amen. God is a good God. He's an awesome God, and he's worthy to be praised. If you have a prayer request tonight, feel free to call in at 319-527-6091, or you can go to the website at blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. This is our 1,501st episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. This is a network where God is all of that. Jesus Christ is adored, and the Holy Spirit is welcomed. Our main mission here is to encourage the people of God and to win souls for the kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory. Forever. Amen. Father God, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, we enter to your gates with thanksgiving. We enter to your courts with praise. We are so thankful unto you, O God, and we bless your name. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. God, so we come tonight, we first of all want to give you the honor and the thanks and the reverence that's due your name. You are a mighty God. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. You are omniscient God. God, we pray to the only true and living God. You are the only God who declares that the heavens is your throne and the earth is your footstool. You are the only God who declares that you never slumber, neither do you sleep. Your eyes go to and fro to behold your creation. So we come tonight in that wonderful name of Jesus. We thank you for being awesome. We thank you for being magnificent. We thank you for being merciful. We thank you for being gracious, oh God. Because, God, you reign on the just as well as the unjust. Hallelujah. So, God, we come tonight. God, he shall boast. God, we come tonight in your presence, Lord. Your word says that you exhort their, first of all, their prayer and supplication and intercession and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for those who are in authority. So God, right now, Lord, we lift up all our spiritual leaders before your throne, oh God. God, you know where they all are at. You know what they all stand in need of, oh God. You know their weakness as well as their strength, Lord. You know what they stand in need of because you know all things, everything they naked before your eyes, oh God. So God, we lift up there. We lift them up before your throne, Lord. Oh God, move like never before. God, every apostle, every prophet, every pastor, every evangelist, every teacher, every deacon, every deaconess, every elder, every missionary, every minister. Oh, God, be with those who are in the mission field, every missionary, God, where they're taking the word into the foreign countries, God. Protect them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. We honor you. We reverence you, oh, God. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. Lord, every president of the Kobo Sanda, every vice president, Lord, every prime minister, every king, every queen, Lord, God, get your glory. And God, be with the Pope, new God. Lord, be with him. Lord, you're supposed to pray for all men. God, touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We have Minister Farrakhan Orebo Shande. God, get your glory. Get your glory, oh, God. We lift him up before your throne in the name of Jesus. You know every man, God. You know every motive and intent of the heart because everything they naked before your eyes. So, God, we are on the airway tonight, Lord. He says, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven, will forgive our sins and heal the land. God, America needs a healing. God, this world needs a healing. So as we're turning from our wicked ways, oh, God, as we're seeking you, Lord, we're doing what you commissioned us to do, God. Have your way, Lord, tonight, or the airway. God, you shall be doing whatever you want to do, Lord. Get your glory in the name of Jesus. We're just vessels, Lord, unto honor. You say, you know, we have this treasure on earth and vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and of ourselves. So, God, you take over. This is your meeting tonight, Lord. God, as the prayers go out and as the worship go out and as the word go out, Lord, you said some plant, some water, but God, you give the increase. So we believe you for the increase. We believe you to do mighty things, oh God, because you are a faithful God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. And God, we lift up the sick and shut in all around the world, Lord. God, we give you back your word that healing is the children's bread. God, we thank you those who are believing you for healing. God, show up in their situation, show up in their circumstances, and show them that you are God Almighty. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Get your glory, Lord. God, we thank you. You're doing great, mighty things. We are both Sunday. God, those who are mourning tonight, God. Oh, God, because of the devastation of the hurricane, Lord. Those who lost their lives, oh, God. There's so much pain in the earth, Lord. God, there's so much pain and anguish. But, God, you said these things shall happen, God. But as we are going through, Lord, God, hear both Sunday. Oh, God, those who are mourning tonight, Lord, comfort them. You are the God of all comfort, Lord. God, we thank you. We praise you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. We praise you. And, Lord, we just thank you, God. We don't come to command you to do anything because you've given us the power, Lord. You've given us the power, God. You said greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world, Lord. God, you said upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give to you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. What we bind in us shall be bound in heaven. What we loose in us shall be loosed in heaven. So I bind the spirit of murder and suicide and loose life in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of sickness and disease and loose healing in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of fear and worry and doubt and loose faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I bind the spirit of poverty and destitute and loose abundant overflow in the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. God, you've given us power. You've given us power, Lord. We exercise that power tonight. You said with two or three are gathered in your name that you're in the midst, and there's two or three of us on the airway tonight. So we touch and agree right now, Lord, for the prayers that's going before your throne. We touch and agree right now, oh God. We have faith that we're moving mountains. Yes, able thunder. Get your glory, oh God. Get your glory. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. And God, those who are weary and well-doing, God, help us to be anchored in Jesus. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because our labor is not in vain in you. God, help us to hold on and be steadfast. Let us anchor. Let our anchor be sure, able thunder. Oh God, we praise you. We magnify you. And, oh, God, as they go back to school, Lord, oh, God, cover our children. Let the angels kept around by them that fear him. God, we praise you, Lord. Keep them protected in the name of Jesus. God, be in our inner cities, Lord. Let men get the Holy Ghost boldness that they need to walk in the streets and proclaim, thus saith the Lord. Let them reach out to the communities and go and save a sinner from there for dear Abel Shanda. God, get your glory. Get your glory, Lord. You are a holy God. You are a righteous God. We lift up those who are in mental institutions. Be with their mind, Lord. Continue to send those people out now to minister, Lord. As this COVID is, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Get your glory, Lord. Get your glory, God. Prisons, Lord. Those who are bound in their mind and bound behind what prison walls, oh Lord. Those who didn't do the crime, let their DNA come up and show up and fight for them in the name of Jesus. The hospitals, oh God. God, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you for touching our bodies and our minds and our soul and our spirit and our everything that pertains to us, because you said you will perfect those things which concerns us. So, God, every prayer request is going up before your throne tonight. God, we thank you for giving us a desire to want to come together on the line and pray and seek your face, God. We thank you that you're still burning within our souls and our spirits, cry, Abba, Father. We thank you, God, that when we're in the land of the living, our mind is still made up to do what thus saith the Lord. We thank you, God, that when we're faced with what we're going through, Lord, we believe you for the outcome. Oh, God, we praise you. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. God, thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a loving and merciful and gracious God we serve. He looked past our faults and our failures and saw a need for salvation and redemption. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Death, where is thy sting? Where is thy victory? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's forgiveness in the name of Jesus. There's eternal life in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus, the Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Again, if you have a prayer request tonight and You don't have to give your name if you don't want to when you call in. The number, again, it's 319-527-6091. Because the Word of God says, with two of you agree on earth, as touching anything that they shall ask of the Father shall be done. Amen. We come to him in belief and faith. There's nothing that he will not do for his children. You can also go to the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Network. Again, thank you for tuning in tonight, and we're going to bring on our minister in song, amen, our sister Adrian Allen, who's going to bless us with worship, amen.
Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, yet the hope that lies within us is reassured. As I keep my eyes upon the distant shore, I know he leads me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and if the winds keep blowing in my life, know the soul has been anchored in the Lord. I realize that sometimes you're gonna be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce, but in the Word of God, I've got an anchor.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
And it keeps me steadfast and unmovable despite the time. So if your storms, they don't cease, and just in case the wind keep on blowing in your life, know your soul has been anchored in the Lord. Cause billows may roll, breakers may dash, I shall not fray because he holds me fast. Though dark the day, the clouds in the sky, I know it's all right, cause Jesus is nigh. Oh, 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 oh. Do you know him? Do you know him?
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock, Jesus the Christ, amen. Thank you for ministering song, my sister. That was a blessing. I'm going to share a scripture tonight, amen. The Lord has put this in my spirit. You know, another season has come and gone. Another season has come and gone. When I think about that in Genesis, the 8th chapter, verse 22, it says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. God has enacted certain eternal principles regarding time. timing is important, amen. Another season has come and gone. You know, when I think about how King Solomon observed these precepts and his description of the cycles of life as found in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, you know, we talk about the precepts, and it's a general rule intended to regulate behavior. Another season has come and gone. You know, there is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. And that's why we have the four seasons. You know, we have spring, summer, fall, and winter, or some people call fall, autumn. Okay? When we look at the word four times, Greek is chronos, which refers to the general time frame of events in God's plan. You know, God has a plan for each and every one of our lives, amen. And God has the perfect timing for him to show up and deliver us. He has a perfect timing for him to show up and heal us. He has a perfect timing for him to show up and give us joy. He has a perfect timing for him to show up and give us, he has a perfect timing for all of us, amen. I think about this song that says, he's an on-time God, that he might not come when we want him, but he's always on time, amen. Now, whereas the word for a season is keros, and it carries a meaning of fixed or special occasions. Again, that's found in Ecclesiastes. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but again, it says there's a time for every purpose under the heaven. You know, when we think about fall and autumn, how we see, you know, the children, how they're transitioning, right? And the word transitioning, it's a movement, a passage or a change from one position to another. It's a change. It's a movement from one position to another. Now, we see that in the earth realm, in nature. But what about our spiritual seasons, amen? What about our spiritual changes, amen? So, now, when it comes to autumn, you know, we think we can smell that Christmas in the air, right? Don't have that crisp in the air. It like it has like a freshness, and how the leaves change colors. You know, even nature tells us there's a God, and yet still there are people on the earth that says there's no God. And God says in his word that it's the fool that says in his heart there is no God. Oh God, oh Jesus. But God doesn't want anyone to perish, but he wants all to come unto repentance. You know, God reigns on the just as well as the unjust, amen? He lets the sun shine on the earth, you know, to bring forth bud for us to eat, vegetation, et cetera. He lets the rain come down. You know, he reigns on the just and the unjust. But what we were saying before, though, but it takes Jesus Christ to pray for all those who believe on him and that God sent him into the earth to save us, amen? So again, God loves everybody, but Jesus Christ himself is interceding for the body of Christ. Amen. So that's why we can say he's an on-time God. He might not come when we want him to, but he's always on time. Amen. So we're talking about autumn, you know, and we're talking about how we change from one position to another. I like to think of that as having a spiritual maturity, you know, and we talk about transition. We have to also talk about reflection as to what God has done for us. You know, as I was saying earlier, you know, we might not have everything, well, I didn't say this, but we might have everything that we want, but we have everything that we need, and thank God for it, you know. So when we talk about reflection, it should remind us that, first of all, Jesus will return. He's going to return, right? And also reminds us of a time to remember, what God did for us in the past and what he's going to do for us in the future, amen? Also, it's a time to reap a harvest. Reap a harvest. That's why we need the seasons to change, because of seed time and harvest, right? So if we're going to reap a harvest, you know, the word of God says, be not deceived, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. God is not mocked, right? So we sow in tears. We sow in prayer. We sow in our witnessing. We sow in our giving, right? So there's going to be a harvest for us to get all that we planted. Hey, God. God, we thank you for that. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. And again, you know, the time has come. Another season has come and gone. Are we where we were last season going into this season. I'm talking about for myself. You know, it's time for us to do a checkup from the neck to our head. It's time for us to do a checkup where we are in God. Nobody can tell us where we are in God. We know where we are in God. God shows us where we are in Him. Amen. Because remember, you know, man look at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we're talking about the seasons. Amen. And I'm going to read Psalm 1. And it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in what? His season. Hallelujah. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's a promise that God has for his children. Amen. Now, you know, when we talk about the psalm in here, what I just read, it teaches us by putting our delight in studying the ways of the Lord that we will be like a tree rooted by a stream that produces good fruit. Hallelujah. Don't you want good fruit? I know I want good fruit. Amen. But you know what, sometimes, you know, it might not always seem like we, you know, we see the scripture and we read it, right? That doesn't stop us from going through things in this lifetime, right? Because God says we are in the world, but we're not of the world. And you know what? And sometimes we take our eyes off of God and look at our situations. You know, we get fearful. We start to doubt God. But God said in John 16, the 33rd verse, he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. We're overcomers in Jesus Christ. Amen. So again, if anybody wants to call in to give a testimony, or to share a word or to have a prayer request, feel free to do so at 319-527-6091. You all can go to the website at blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Now, you know what? There's so many things are going on in the world today. There's so many things. You know, people are calling right wrong and wrong right. And, you know, some people are doing mischievous things and extortion and lying to try to get ahead and try to do things that's not godly. And I can't help but think about in Jeremiah, right, the 8th chapter, verse 19 and 20. And it says, behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. You know, that's thinking about in that topic right there, or that passage of scripture, this was Israel in their wandering in captivity because of their sin. Sounds like the world today, right? But even in all that, God has still made a way of escape. He is a faithful God. That's why we have to continue to pray as believers, because our prayers in the earth make a difference. It really does. We cannot be weary in well doing. We have to keep having faith and keep holding on to the horns of the altar and keep praying for the saving of our household, our friends, our coworkers. We have to, right? Because God's word says the prayers, the effective, favorite prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And not only in that, but God has given us power as believers, amen, to go against the kingdom of darkness. You know, that's what it is. It's like darkness is filling the land, but God said his light has come upon us, amen. We have to be light for God in this dark world. We have to. You know, I think about how, I don't want to keep dwelling on that, but I can't think about how that one little lady stood up and took prayer out of school. You know, where was the church and all that? We just let it happen.
I actually have seen on Facebook where somebody, some organization is starting a, I don't want to misquote it, but it was saying how that women who give birth, they're going to, they now want to call them birthing people. Not mothers, not a woman, but they want to call them birthing people. Why? And to me, that's annihilating the woman in the home. But where are we as the body of Christ? We have to pray against things like that. We have to. You know, I think about gross darkness to fill the earth. Yes, we know it's scripture. We know all that. But yet still, God has called us to prayer to make a difference. Amen. Another season has come and gone. But has there been a change? Has there been a change in our personal lives? Has there been a change in our situations, our circumstances? But again, I said before, you know, we can keep praying and keep believing the word of God because God's an on-time God. He's going to show up right on time. Amen? So that's the kind of God that we serve. So if no one has a prayer request, okay, we're going to actually, Pastor Tor, are you on the line to do the announcements? Okay. Well, since she's not on the line, I'm going to go ahead and do the altar call, okay?
Amen.
Okay.
Do the altar call, and then I'll do the announcement.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Oh, if there's anyone that's listening on the line tonight, if you heard something that pricked your heart or if you heard something that want a change, if you want the God that we talk about here on Purpose Kingdom Network, and if you want the Jesus Christ that we speak about to come into your life to make a change, see, because God said that he so loved the world that whoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen? We talk about that word perish while we're here in the earth, you know, God didn't say that it was going to be a bed of ease for us all the time, but God did say that he's going to meet our every need, amen? We think about that word perish, that means to be spoiled. When we become children of God, God is then obligated to be our Father. We accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and we believe that he is the Son of God. Then, as I said, God becomes, he is put in a position to where he's obligated for us as his children. Because he's obligated, he becomes faithful, amen, he becomes reliable, amen, and he becomes dependable. So if you want the God that we talk about, that will be a faithful God, an on-time God, that will love you through everything in this world, that will be there for you in every situation, every circumstance, because you accepted Jesus Christ as your son, as his son. And not only that you accepted Jesus Christ as your son, but once you do that, then Jesus Christ is obligated to pray for you. So again, if you want a change in your life, all you have to do is repeat after me. Father God, see now you can say Father God because you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Father God, I admit that I am lost without your son, Jesus the Christ. I acknowledge him as being the Son of God. And because I'm acknowledging him as the Son of God, I now have a right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. So God, accept my prayer. Jesus Christ, come into my heart and I'll live for you. If you repeated this prayer, you are now born again. Welcome into the family of God. Now, if you want to change, if you truly want to change, tell somebody that you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching church in your area. Amen? Amen. We're going to now bring on the announcements.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. We just bless and praise and thank God for the prayer that has gone forth, for the word that has gone forth this evening. We thank and bless and praise God for Evangelist Trina Lindsay Hairston and Sister Adrian MS Understanding Allen for the prayer and for ministering to us through music. We, by faith, encourage those out there who have given their life to Christ to find the Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until you do, we bless and we praise and thank God. That is why Purpose Kingdom Network is here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another episode of Let's Talk About It with host Sister Adrian Allen, Mother Janice Hudson, and myself, Pastor Troy Daly. You do not want to miss the conversations that are held at the table. We basically just sit down and talk about what's going on in the world from a biblical viewpoint. So if you have some conversations and some things that may be on your mind, in your heart, or that you're concerned about, join us tomorrow evening and let's talk about it right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on our social media pages. We're on Facebook as well as LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to follow us on our webpage. That webpage is www.pknradio.com. P for Purpose, K for Kingdom, N for Network, pknradio.com. Lord has blessed us to play gospel music 24 hours a day, along with the rebroadcast of the different ministries that you hear right here on Purpose Kingdom Network. Purpose Kingdom Network. You can also reach out to us via our email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. Know that we would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and we thank God for each and every one of our listeners. Evangelist Trina, the ministry is back in your hands.
Amen. Pastor Toy, thank you for those announcements. Amen. So we want to close out tonight with our closing prayer. And again, we just want to thank God for the topic. Another season has come and gone, and where are we? You know, I don't want to be in the same place that I was last season, you know, and I'm sure you don't want to either. You know, we always can have an improvement in our growth with the Lord, because nobody has arrived. Nobody has gotten everything right. Nobody is perfect, because if we were, we wouldn't need Jesus Christ. You know, but we can always go higher in God. Amen. Amen. So if all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to close out in prayer. Amen. Amen. Oh, Father God, we just love you tonight, and we'll love you forever. We thank you for your son, Jesus the Christ, and his shed blood. And because of his blood, we have eternity with you. Because of his blood, we have protection and healing and provision and forgiveness of sin. Because of what Jesus Christ did, we can now call you Father and have the inheritance that Jesus Christ had. And because of what Jesus Christ did, we have the gift and the leading of the Holy Spirit. God, we just want to thank you for everything, Lord, because we know that your word is always on time, oh God. And God, I know and I believe that someone has got something out of the scripture tonight, because your word does not go out void. Hallelujah. So God, I even encourage my own self, Lord. God, I even thank you for the touch and the healing of my body, God. I thank you, I know that you're doing great and mighty things where we are glad. Hallelujah. So God, just thank you. We thank you tonight for showing up on our hour of prayer for the little talk with Jesus. God, we just thank you because we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to your purpose. Hallelujah. You know, there's a time and a season, everything under the heaven. So God, help us to be encouraged while we wait on the perfect time and for you, Rebo Shanda. Help us to be encouraged, oh God, that you say you never leave us nor forsake us. God, we just love you, God. We adore you, Jesus. We need you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. So we thank you, God, for the ministering and song and the prayer that went up before your throne. But, God, before we close out, Lord, I want to lift up the host on Purpose Kingdom Network, oh, God. God, you know all about each and every one of us, God. You see our faithfulness to the ministry. You saw our faithfulness to you, oh, God. And, God, you said that you withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before you. So, God, we thank you in advance for the miracles that you're going to perform. God, we thank you in advance for saving our household, oh God. We thank you in advance, God, for the healing and the breakthrough. We thank you in advance, God, for the miracles and the financial. Oh, yeah, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. On time, God, you are a faithful God. You said you've never seen the righteous forsaken, not their seed begging bread. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we praise you. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. And God, again, we just lift up, oh God. God, Lord, be with the wealthy that's in the land, Lord. You see all the devastation that occurred with the hurricane, God. Let those who have their bounty to give, give, oh God. Oh, God, let them give, Lord, because you love a cheerful giver. And, God, you're not just concerned about their giving. You are concerned about their souls as well. So, God, send someone to minister to them in their need, oh, God. God. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we love you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. And God, we lift up every platform that lifts up the name of Jesus the Christ. God, every airway that says Jesus Christ is Lord. Every airway, God, that preaches the gospel, Lord. We lift them up before you in Jesus' name. Continue to move, Lord. Lift them up where they belong in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for hearing our prayer. And Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Before we hang up, I want to read this psalm. Amen. Just lay in my heart to read it. Amen. It's the 34th psalm. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. O taste and see that the Lord is good. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking gall. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Amen. 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 May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you, saints, and that we were actually, I was actually reading out of the King James Version. I do apologize for that. But God is good. Say, be encouraged, okay, and remember that God loves you. We also love Your Purpose Kingdom Network. To God be the glory for things that he has done and what he's about to do. We love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network, but God loves you more. Be encouraged, and when you sleep tonight, sleep with peace, and wake up tomorrow morning with a new joy and determination to what to run on and see where the end will be. Hallelujah. And if you can, please join us again tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Good night. God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.